with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A deadly storm system is hitting the central section of the United States.
Powerful tornadoes and violent winds flattened homes and ripped apart buildings in the first round of storms that are expected to bring record-setting rains and life-threatening flash floods across the nation's midsection in the coming days.
The same general areas are going to be getting hit kind of through Saturday.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
Finally, by Sunday, it looks like the storm finally starts to move east.
Potentially deadly flash flooding is forecast for the South and Midwest as severe thunderstorms blowing eastward become supercharged, with more than a foot of rain possible in some areas over the next 4 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump declared sweeping tariffs of 10% on imports from all countries and much higher levies on about 60, including the European Union and other trade partners. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick tells CNBC the tariffs will spur other nations to act in ways that help American workers.
I expect most countries to start to really examine their trade policy towards the United States of America and stop picking on us. Stop saying that we can't sell our corn to India. Stop saying that we can't sell our beef anywhere. Just stop treating us so poorly.
The announcement fulfills the president's vow to punish countries he says have treated the U.S. unfairly with their own tariffs and trade barriers. The tariffs sent stocks reeling worldwide today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping by 1,679 points, the NASDAQ down 1,050, and the S&P declining by 274. This is SRN News. Who do you talk to at church?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that the pastor is the most popular person to engage with either before or after a worship service. 57% of regular churchgoers say they talk to him. Fellow parishioners come in second. 53% of churchgoers like to engage with somebody else in the pews at worship. And in third place is church staff. 50% of adults say they make time to say hi to them. Baby boomers like to talk to other parishioners most of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece wants to ban men from having children via surrogacy if they're single or in a same-sex relationship. The Justice Ministry says it needs to eliminate legal ambiguity over the concept of inability to carry a pregnancy. The proposed change in law will be submitted to the Greek Parliament as soon as part of a broader civil code reform. Greece legalized gay marriage last year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Financial markets around the world reeled following President Trump's latest and most severe set of tariffs, and the U.S. stock market took the worst of it. The S&P 500 fell 4.8% more than other major stock markets. Little was spared as fear flared globally about the potentially toxic mix of weakening economic growth and higher inflation that tariffs can create. Everything from crude oil to big tech stocks to the value of the U.S. dollar against other currencies fell. Even gold pulled lower. The Dow was down 1,679 points to 40,545. The NASDAQ lost 1,050 to 16,550. The S&P 500 dropped 274 points to 5,396. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.